prosecutors dropped all 16 charges of corruption against presidential candidate Jacob Zuma today, saying the case had been manipulated for political reasons, just clearing the way for him to become the next president of South Africa without the looming threat of a trial. Zuma is the ruling party's candidate in the April 22nd elections and is almost certain to win, given the African National Congress a big majority. The editor of the Catholic Weekly, the Southern Cross, Gunther Zimmermacher, said that Zuma had he stood trial, he would not likely have been cleared of charges.
Had this case gone to trial, Mr. Zuma's chances probably would have been minimal of escaping a conviction. However, he is not going to stand trial for these charges, and therefore we will never know whether or not he was indeed guilty, other than speculation and conjecture. The reason why the charges were dropped rest on political interference. It seems that Zuma legal team has persuaded the national prosecution authorities that there indeed was a plot, so to speak, to set up Mr. Zuma. Critics of that line of argument have said that if this is really the case, then those people who have been involved in this judicial interference should be prosecuted, and that the charges against Mr. Zuma should still be answered, especially since Mr. Zuma's financial advisor and benefactor, Shabir Sheikh, was found guilty in 2005.